100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome, welcome, all my All In listeners. It is yours truly, Savannah Murphy, with All In, where your story is authentically you. We are brought to you by Bashani Radio out of New York City, where they are always talking about everything, and that is why we fit like a glove, because at All In, we talk about everything, too. We have had some amazing guests on our show, and today we have Emanuela Hall, who is going to just creatively shock you guys and just give you a really great testimony, inspire you, motivate you, because that is what we are all about, and just give you guys some nuggets to go away from this listening pleasure with a way to go at your life and your season that you're in a different light. I'm going to let Emanuela kind of introduce herself, if you would do me the honors. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's so nice to be here. So I'm Emanuela Hall. I'm a speaking coach, and I love to help people share their stories and speak with confidence. And my story is, of course, a big evolution, as all of ours are. So it started way back when I was little, and I loved to dance and sing and act and just put on shows for my parents and friends all the time. So I went to theater school. And then after that, after college, I started looking into drama therapy. And I really got interested in that. And I thought I was going to be a drama therapist. I was just super moved by how the arts could impact us in a way that was healing rather than performance wise. Like, I had always seen it even as a dancer, aesthetically, it's about pleasing the audience. And then for the first time, I realized, like, it's not just about the outside, it's about what it can do internally. So I landed a great role with older adults, and I did that for about 10 years. I started teaching, I was a creative coach. So I did drama and music and dance and yoga with these older adults in my community. And then I became a mother. And that kind of, as always, kind of throws everything upside down. And in the meantime, I should say, while I was working with seniors, I was still pursuing my acting passions and dancing flamenco for some events. And so I still kind of had that. And I always had this dream of starting my own business, sort of so that I could fund my acting passion, be like, oh, I have this business, and then I can have more flexibility and pursue this passion. And then I became a mom, and that actually, ironically enough, at first I was very like, oh, this is like just derailing all my plans. Like, I had this mindset that like becoming a mom meant I had to put everything else on hold, which you do for a certain amount of time.
You lose yourself. So I love this. I mean, you are being so honest, and all of us, anyone who I think becomes a parent, but we can only speak really from the mom's perspective. I love that about your story, is because it's so true. We do lose ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And so for a long time, I wasn't sure I would even have kids. Because I just had these big dreams, and I thought, oh, that'll just get in the way. And Anywho, I still had them and I love them dearly, but the first little while was definitely like, whoa, I knew this was going to be hard. So fast forward to me using that experience of motherhood, specifically with breastfeeding, which I found to be particularly challenging and not what I thought it would be at all. And I turned it into my one woman show. And so the irony for me was that the thing that I thought was going to actually take me away from my craft and take me away from my passion sort of brought me back in a much more creative and vulnerable and uninhibited way that I ever had. You know, I wasn't reading somebody else's story and dancing someone else's moves. This was me. This was my life brought to the stage. So that was a big turning point. And then through the morph of 2020, you know, I went from starting the year off working with seniors and then that all got shut down. And I knew before that I wanted to transition my business. So then I started working, turning my method, which I had developed with seniors, which was the creative wellness method that incorporates the arts for wellness and, you know, interactive entertainment. And then I turned that into sort of helping moms. And then just later this year, I realized that really where my strongest place to serve is as a speaking coach. And that can be across lots of different domains, but really helping people to share their own story. So they don't have to be mothers. They don't have to be seniors. They can be anybody who just has a message, kind of like your podcast here. That's sort of the evolution of me. I always felt like I was multi-passionate and that was a bad thing that I had to, because, you know, we're told like, just pick something. And I was like, well, I don't want to just dance and I don't want to just act. And then I was like, well, I don't want to just be a therapist and I don't want to just be a mom. And it's like finally feeling like I'm sort of starting to see how the pieces fit together. But
I feel like that's life, right? Every 7 years we change, we develop, but our dreams, even when we're young, you know, they stay with us and we never quite know where they're going to take or where the evolution will go. But, you know, I just love that you are so honest about wanting all these things, because some people, I think, don't want to say that, don't want to be honest about the fear of, you know, becoming a parent or getting married or having, you know, these changes in your life, you know, mean that you can't fulfill your dream, or meaning that maybe your dream has changed and maybe, you know, people have supported you and you've stayed the course, right? Like, I was going to be a physical therapist and I was going to be pre-med and I was going to do this. And all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, I don't want to touch people. I'm not going to do that. You know, and then people are going, wait, what do you mean? What do you, you're changing everything. It's kind of like we're as people, we all do that, but it's like, we don't like to tell those parts. And I think those are some of the most influential parts when you're sharing your testimony.
Yeah. And it's funny how we're so afraid to change. Like even just the past few months when I thought, you know what, I'm really going to embrace the speaking role or speaking coach role, even though for the last 6 months I had been developing this sort of these workshops and retreats with moms, I just felt in my heart that wasn't my fullest expression. And I definitely worried about being judged, like, oh, now she's doing this. Now, what does that mean? And I think once you just let go of that, of people feeling like you let people down or feeling like people won't understand you or they'll think you're flaky, and just embracing it and stepping into it fully, then eventually they'll just follow along and they'll realize that you have multi-facets. We're all multifaceted, right? Why do we have to fit in a box anyways?
We don't. The boxes are either going to be huge so that we can fit everything into the box, or the box just is eliminated, because people are intricate and diverse and full of surprises. And that's the one beauty that comes with this podcast, is people always go, well, who's your target audience? Or who, what would be the best guest to have on? And I go, oh, do you have a pulse? Yeah. Okay, then you. Because everyone has a story, and every story should be heard. And, you know, jumping into that a little bit, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, when you kind of, you know, obviously going through Broadway and in thinking that you're going to do all of these things and then, you know, not thinking you're going to have kids to having kids. Like, how does that, you know, make you feel as far as like, you know, a learning curve from almost like maybe something you felt as a failure, but obviously has transitioned into your purpose?
Yeah, totally. I think we spoke about that. Like, when you asked about failures first, I thought, well, I have never failed. I'm not a failure because I literally just don't even see that in my brain. Like I just always see as like, what can I learn from? But I definitely, when I think of like a disappointment, yeah, I thought that I would be living in LA on a Hollywood mansion or something at 27. That was, you know, but it's so a part of me after I left New York and moved back home here to Canada was like, did I fail at that? Am I still even a real actress? Am I still a real, you know, we feel like if we don't have this certain level, then it just negates it all. Then we're not a real actor or we're not a real. And I actually did also mention that my other moment of feeling like a failure was motherhood. And that was probably the biggest failure. I thought, okay, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it all natural. I'm going to breastfeed for a year, you know, and even the birth and everything's going to just go this way because, you know, I'm into the natural way and I meditate and it's just going to work out the way that I want it to. And for whatever reasons, ended up with a C-section and just a really long labor. I was more than two weeks overdue, as they say.
Oh my gracious.
And labor was like two full days even after induction and just whatever. It ended up being that way. And then breastfeeding ended up being even more challenging. And they definitely went through, I'd say like, it takes a long time to feel like you didn't just suck at it. Because I thought, well, I know breastfeeding is best, even though they've changed that to say, well, fed is best. They, you know, they don't say breast is best anymore, but I knew the research. I knew that breast milk is really, really great for your baby. And it's great for you too. But I pushed it so far to the point where it was no longer beneficial for me because my mental state was depleted because I was putting so much pressure on myself to breastfeed. Till finally, my husband said, well, is this really best? If you're so stressed, this was 6 months in and I was still like, I have to do this. I have to do this. And bringing my pump literally everywhere I went and pumping every 2 hours. That was 6 months down the road. And I was still pumping every 2 hours because I didn't want to like lose my supply and anywho. So I felt, I think at the time I thought that moving home from New York was a failure and having, you know, not being able to breastfeed was a failure. But now that I look back, you know, it's all just part of the story. And if you learn something, then it's never a failure.
100%. I agree. I think that sometimes I ask people that question and it's really because I want the listeners to be able to hear that everyone has something that they consider maybe a failure or something that didn't turn out the way that they envisioned it to, but you can turn that into a positive. You can accept that and you can kind of get joy and abundance from that, just like you did. Because, so, you know, let's talk a little bit about obviously this one woman show, My Breast Self. You know, you took this such tender and vulnerable time in your life and you made it into a show and performed that show. Just you. So how are you able to kind of get yourself to that point where you could write that and kind of be very authentic and raw and put that all out there and kind of channeling now what you're using to coach people you know, with your speaking coaching, and then the things that you've done with your creative wellness method, which is really a coaching experience too, I believe. Mm-hmm. How were you able to do that? Like, how did you pull from that? What dawned on you to pull from that creative experience?
So I think, yeah, now when I look back, all the pieces make sense, right? So I took a sip of my own medicine, or I took a spoonful of my own medicine. I was going around telling everybody that creativity matters, and that creativity heals, and that it's cathartic, and that, you know, it brings people together. And I was seeing that with my seniors. You know, we would write monologues all the time, and they would share them. And yet I hadn't really stepped into doing that myself. So first, I just wrote my story because I wanted to remember everything. And I just typed it all out, not as a play, just, you know, typed it out. And then I felt like that piece of me was missing, that performance piece, and just acting and being around actors and directing and the creative stuff that really, like, if you could ask me what lights my fire, that's it. Like, if I could just be on stage and perform all day. I thought everybody liked doing that. Honestly, I thought, well, doesn't everyone just want to be up on stage singing and dancing all the time? And now I realize, like, a lot of people don't like doing that. But so that's really where I get, like, a lot of my fuel. And so I thought, well, how about I just write the play? And, like, it was this very, I'll just write the play, but I won't do anything with it. Like, maybe one day someone else could perform it. And then I heard about, like, these local indie festivals in my town or my city. And I thought, well, I'll just submit it. But, like, I'm not going to, you know, I'll just submit it and see what happens if it's meant to be. And then it got selected, and I did it for two different festivals, and realized, you know, that sharing the story was not just good for me. I thought to myself, what would the world be like if people never shared their stories on film or in theater? Like, it's vulnerable for every writer at some point, even if it's not a real life, experience, it's still their story. It's their baby. It's like, you put it out there. And I thought for sure, like, who is going to want to hear me talk about breastfeeding? Like, definitely going to make some people uncomfortable. And it feels very self-indulgent. And, like, I'm just whining about it the whole time. And then I thought, well, if everybody felt that way, if every artist felt that way about sharing their story, we would have missed out on so much great material. Not to say that I'm this, you know, amazing, prolific artist, but even if I'm just an artist in my own city sharing my own story, or your own town, or even in a virtual platform, it can touch, if it touches one person, it will have been worth it. So I sort of pushed myself to not only share my story for others, but to, as a way to sort of catapult me back into that world of my passion and performing, and, you know, kind of showing up and being like, this is me. Because a lot of people in this town, they didn't know, had been so out of it for a few years that they didn't even know I was here. So.
Right. And so then that kind of lit your fire again. And kind of catapulted you into this, like, journey of finding how to kind of intertwine your passions.
Yeah. So then that made me realize that I just wanted to reach a broader audience, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I thought, if this can help me so much, how can I use this to help other? First, it was other moms, you know, just to talk and be creative and express themselves. And then what I realized through that journey is it doesn't have to be moms, like I said, or it, because it's not the specific type of person that I'm helping. It's the problem that I'm solving. And the problem is, maybe you have a story, or your voice has been repressed, whether by yourself or by someone else. And then helping people to cultivate voices that are strong, that are connected, that they speak with more confidence. And that's really where my theater and acting piece kind of comes in with all of that. So I'm not sure if that's, if I'm answering your question.
No, it definitely answers my question. you know, my biggest thing was we're going to take a break here in a minute, but I just wanted to allow the listeners to kind of hear, you know, how authentic and how real and kind of how stripped bare you were in order to give your story and your testimony kind of a voice and in such a tender time like breastfeeding. And for different people, those tender times are different. But to take all of that in, once you put it out there, you know, it was probably a euphoric feeling of feeling, God, I really want to help other people to find this. I want to help other people to express themselves. And so we're going to take a break, but when we get back, we're going to have Emanuela give us, some nuggets to help you guys start that process of maybe finding your story or why you should share your stories. And then we'll dive a little deeper. We'll be right back.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, my All In listeners. This is Savannah Murphy with All In, where your story is authentically you. And we have Emanuela Hall with us. And she, in the first half of this podcast, has shared with us, you know, her acting career that has led into, motherhood and some different trials and tribulations that she's went through into a purposeful life and passion-driven career with creative wellness and really a speaking coach. And she also has a yoga background, and she's just a plethora of awesome. So thank you, Emanuela, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I like being a plethora of awesome.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, I love it because I get to, you know, it's funny, I get to learn so much about all my guests before I interview them. And sometimes I feel bad for the listeners that they couldn't go on the full journey with me, because you just really get to know somebody, and it's, you know, I consider it to be an honor. So I want to, you know, jump into a little bit about your professional side, right? So your speaking coach, that, you know, what you've done a lot of different YouTube videos, and in a little bit, we'll give the listeners a way to follow you or keep in touch with you, or, you know, however, whatever you feel is the best method to do that. But right now, I just really want to help them understand a little bit of why they should share their stories and why you think it's so important.
All right. So I definitely think everybody should share their story. And here is why. And I learned this through sharing my own very personal raw story, as we talked about before. And the first reason is, of course, you can be healed by it. So even if you think your story or your message is not traumatic, let's say, in any way, or that you think, well, I didn't suffer any loss, there's still a healing or a growth, you could call it, that comes just from writing it out or speaking it or sharing it in whatever medium you choose. If you're a creative person and you choose a different way of sharing it, just it sort of validates for you that it happened and that it matters. So I do believe the first reason is that it's healing. And then the second reason, again, is that it can ignite or reignite a passion that you might have had. So when it comes to sharing it, I always say, you know, choose the medium that works for you. Not everybody wants to get up and write and perform a one-person show. So maybe, maybe you'd paint a picture of it. Maybe you do it in a poem or whatever it is, you write a song. But through that process of sharing it, even if it's just for you and your very close circle of people, it is a way to reignite your passion or a passion that you've always maybe wanted to explore. And it doesn't have to be artist work with a capital A, right? It's, we're all creative in some way. So we need to just erase that like outcome of whether it's good or not and just do it to use it as a means of expression. So first reason is healing. Second reason is it can ignite your passion. And the third reason is it helps you to connect with people. It can help somebody. Even if it just touches one person, it will have been, it will not have been in vain. It's making a difference. And then that leads me to the fourth reason, which is, so just to go back on that third point is the best feeling I had from writing my play was when I would get messages from strangers saying that they came to my show. Again, I just thought it was just this little show, not a big, and you know, a mother who actually was in the thick of it, was in the middle of, had a 2-month-old at home. And she said it was great because it was just 20 minutes and she could leave the house in between her feeds. And that she felt like she wasn't alone.
Nice.
As you know, can be super lonely, especially in those early days. I read a meme at the beginning of 2020 that said something like, moms were cut out for quarantine. Like, we're just used to, being stuck at home with a baby or whatever. So then the fourth reason to go on to the last point here is that it can change the world. And what I mean by that is that if we all just start sharing our stories more authentically, more openly, more honestly, more raw, then it just gives power to other people to share their voices too.
Uh-huh.
Voices that maybe haven't been heard, right? Especially as women.
Yeah.
People, minorities, people whose voices maybe were not, we don't have enough of their voices. So you share your story, you share your message, you're changing the world little by little.
One person at a time, one story at a time. And that is 100% what All In is all about. It literally is, no matter what your background, no matter what your makeup, no matter what your story is or isn't, no matter what, if it motivates and inspires one person, it was all worth it. And you grow by sharing. And I truly believe that. And I've seen it 100% come full circle with All In. And my life has been changed because of people like you that have been brave enough to share their stories with me or to see me right where I was at and recognize something in myself that maybe I didn't see and speak into my life, their testimony and their trials and their tribulations and things they have been through to give me hope in that time. Or to show me a, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, or maybe to just say, hey, I'm right here next to you in the thick of it. And we're in it together, complete strangers. I love that. And the listeners, go back, re-listen to this again, get your pen and paper, because I know that you're going to need to re-listen to this. But if they listen to this and they're like, yes, I do need to figure out where my voice is and how to articulate that and how to find that creative energy and creative space to get my story heard, or in a professional or personal setting, how can they get in touch with you? How can they, you know, reach out and say, hey, Emmanuela, thank you for being on All In, or hey, I need you in my life.
Well, there are a few ways. Like you mentioned, I do have a YouTube channel, and, or you can join my Facebook group, which is called Captivate. So if you just look up groups on Facebook called Captivate, I am there. And that's where I share weekly trainings. I do lives, and then I host challenges about once a month. It's a great little community and it's growing. And we're just, you know, I challenge people to get up and do a video and give you some little tips on how to speak with more clarity and more confidence. And then, of course, I'm on the IG. Love the IG. It's Emmanuela_Hall. H-A-L-L.
There you go.
Yeah. My first name is a little bit harder, but.
They can look that up. But I really, you know, I want to tell the listeners, reach out, you know, let these guests know that their story touched you, inspired you. Stay in this All In tribe that I call it, and continue to motivate and inspire yourself, especially in this year of 2020 and in the middle of COVID. Just reach out and follow people like Emmanuela, because your life will be better because of it. For that, I am certain. Can I just three more questions? Can we just do three more questions? Is that good?
Can I just touch on one last thing before we move on? When you asked about why to share your story, I just wanted one little note that has come to mind is people might think, well, I don't even have a story or I don't even have a message. And for a long time, I didn't think I did either. Well, first of all, you do, and you can find it. And in some of the ways are like journaling and meditation. And like I said, it doesn't have to be some epic story, but we all have something, and your story matters, even if it's a very, what you might think, ordinary story, right? The ordinary stories are the ones that touch us even more because we see ourselves. Mm. So just a little note on why share your story, because somebody listening might go, well, that would be great if I even had a story. So.
Oh yeah. No, I was that person, but ordinary stories are ordinary heroes, right? We're all imperfectly perfect. And that's what we were never meant to do life alone. We were meant to do life in community and fellowship with one another side by side. And I think the way to, you know, break those barriers and, you know, kind of knock down those walls that we all create is by being a little bit vulnerable in sharing our story.
Mm-hmm.
And they're yours. So no one can mess it up because it's your story. No one can tell you it didn't happen.
Yep. And think of what we would be like without stories and without storytellers.
It would be a sad world. So with that, what, you know, you're such a, you know, light person and, you know, you kind of are definitely a glass half full person. You know, what inspires you?
Mm. My boys inspire me. They do.
Mm, I love that.
I think, you know, when you have little people around, sometimes you're just like, whoa. Did that just happen? Did that just come out of your mouth? not always a good way, but you know.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, don't like, say that.
A lot of what you talk about on this show, just regular people doing really amazing things and people who aren't afraid to be themselves. I love surrounding myself with those kind of people. Because for a long time I was afraid to be myself. And there's definitely aspects about myself that I still hide and I'm working through, you know, we're always growing, but people who just show up and are like, if you don't like it, I'm here. Like, this is who I am.
Right.
Like, I just don't want more of that and less of the worry of what people are going to think, which we are so conditioned to do, I think, especially as women. But people who show up and just are unapologetically themselves, I always find to be very inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is true. People who are raw and authentic can be scary but exciting individuals. And you definitely want to be around people like that because it allows you to show up in your life as well. In the next 5 years, you know, you've had so many things that, you know, you're doing and, you know, kind of dipping your toe in and jumping all in with, what, if you had to give us a little description of what the next 5 years look like for you, what would that look like?
Well, this question always used to scare the heck out of me. I hated it. 10 years, 5 years. I was like, no, I don't want to plan. I don't know. And I think that was because I wasn't clear. And I can honestly say now for the first time that like, I'm there. I'm probably not going to change my mind and go do something else, but we don't know. So in the next 5 years, I'm going to be getting steady work as an actor, performer, doing creative work in my community. Hopefully spending a lot of time with the boys too, and my family and having summers off. We'll see how, if I can work that in at least 1 month of the summer. I just love, I'm a big believer in downtime and rest. I don't think we are meant to, you know, burn the midnight oil as we to have thriving businesses and careers and lives. And that my business, my speaking coach practice is thriving and I'm just helping as many people as I can and showing up as a creative person who's calm, confident, and just kind and trying to make the world a better place. hopefully.
Well, I hope that all of that, yeah, fingers crossed, I will send you positive vibes that way and into the future. And I will follow you and hopefully watch all of that come into reality. Last question that I ask every guest, and it's my favorite question. What does all in mean to you?
I love this. I love this question. All in is like, I'm throwing caution to the wind. I'm just seeing my dream through to the end. Like, I don't care what gets in my way, but also having the wherewithal to know when it's time to, you know, redirect or pivot, as we've all learned from 2020. But all in is like, ain't nothing going to stop me. I'm just going to live my best life because I only have one. So just going to go for it.
I love that. And it's so true. You know, they say YOLO, but I think as funny as that is, right? But yeah, it's so true. And I love hearing people like yourself who are living on their passion and taking chances every day and have not given up on their dreams and just allowed their dreams to develop to adjust to the person they are today. So I commend you, and I thank you so very much for coming on with us. I know that the listeners have had a plethora of nuggets today. So I just really appreciate that, and I look forward to continuing our relationship and hopefully coming back in maybe next season and doing a follow-up with you to see how many amazing stories you've gotten people to just, you know, work with you and dig out of them and just even give more for the listeners to do a takeaway. So thank you, Manuela. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
And we have been all in with Emanuela Hall, and we are all out.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
One hundred percent black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.